Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and it's a slight change of pace. We're staying a little closer to home, visiting Dunn Gardens. It's a nearly 7-acre private preserve in Seattle's Broadview neighborhood. The nonprofit that now runs the space is about to hold its spring preview stroll, giving visitors a first look at some of the plants in bloom. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley spoke with the group's executive director, Beth Weir, about the history of the gardens.
They came into being in 1915 when there was a wealthy businessman in Seattle. His name was Arthur Dunn, and he contracted with the Olmsted Brothers firm, the storied Olmsted Brothers firm. He asked them to set up an estate garden, and they did. And they did it in line with the philosophy of the Olmsted founder, who had a particular view on what parks and gardens should represent, and they should be areas of passive recreation.
So, Beth, when I arrive at Dunn Garden, when I arrive there, you know, what is it that I'm going to see?
Well, you'll go through some big white gates. The idea was, of course, that you separate yourself from the world and you come into another place. So you come through and there are native plantings down the driveway. It's a curved driveway. And that's intentional. There's no sharp edges in an Olmsted garden. And you walk into the gardens, and we have what we call Ed's cottage. And Ed was one of the sons of the family, and he developed a garden that we now call, with much imagination, Ed's garden, Ed's lawn. And you walk into that, and in the height of summer, you will see a lovely herbaceous border. And then around it, you will find a lot of plantings that were original. So, for example, we have a sugar maple that's over 100 years old. There's also a lot of hydrangeas. You can continue down the path into what we call the moss garden, walk through the moss garden, and you get into the great lawn. And the great lawn, every Olmsted garden has a great lawn.
I understand they designed quite a few of the gardens, the well-known gardens here in Western Washington.
Yes, the Emerald Necklace, particularly in Seattle, has the stamp of the Olmsted brothers. UW Campus is one. Volunteer Park is another. Slitch Park is another. It just goes on and on.
I'm curious, what is the Emerald Necklace of the Pacific Northwest? Never heard that term.
It's a loose term that applies to the fact that the Olmsteds typically designed a ring or a circle of, or a connection of gardens. And what they also did was to link them up one to another. And they made roadways between the two gardens. So people could travel continuously in a green space.
So what time frame are we talking about? Is this 1890s, 1910?
No, this was the 1920s, 1915, 1920s, around that location.
And who would have put the money up for this? I'm just curious.
Oh, the city. This is really quite interesting, because they actually raised bonds, like $10 million, to set up this park system when there was hardly a city. It was incredible.
Incredibly progressive.
Yes.
I mean, forward thinking. I mean,
yeah.
It's...
It was amazing. Mind you, they had the advantage of previous cities out east, you know, to work with. But, it was astonishingly progressive.
If I want to visit, how do I do that? I mean, is it open to the public, or is it just by special arrangement?
It is open to the public. It's not open continuously as a public park is. And I want to stress, we are open a good deal, particularly if you're a member, you have access to the garden. And the best way to find out about that is to go online. We offer tours. We offer open days, and we offer a lot of events at the gardens, and we welcome everybody.
That's Beth Weir, executive director of the E.B. Dunn Historic Garden Trust. She spoke with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley. The gardens are holding a spring preview stroll on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. You can find them online at dunngardens.org.